Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everyone. Saturday night, time for the Psychic Love Doctor Show, Saturday night. So glad you've joined us. I see that the queue is already filling up. Mm-hmm. So if you're planning to call in, I would suggest you do so soon so that you won't be at the tail end where it can be a little dicey on whether or not you'll be able to get your reading during tonight's show. I want to welcome all of you blog talkers. Yay, yay. Glad to have you with us. And many of you come from places around the world where it is very late right now, or it's actually Sunday.
Another day.
Yes. So also out to our Facebookers who are on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, where you can watch us live and in action because we're streaming there live. So we welcome all of you. I want to welcome my esteemed co-host. He rides shotgun with me. This is Jimbo Baggins. Yes, indeed. And he'll be giving you some tips here in a minute. I want to remind everyone that we are using ordinary playing cards, poker cards, if you will, for your readings. This method uses only ordinary playing cards. So bear that in mind. We're not using tarot. We are not using oracle cards for your readings, nor any of the other beautiful systems that are out there. Just want to make sure we make that distinction. Also, I will be using a 24-card layout for each of your readings. I will reshuffle between readings and lay them out as per your questions for your reading. I do this because I really want to see the layout, so to speak, of your life. What's going on? Where are you currently in the present? And I know others do a real quickie random drop. No, I'd rather do it this way. And besides, those of you who are watching, get an idea of what a reading with me in private would be like, because you'd be able to see it. So with that said, I'm now going to turn things over to Mr. Magnificent. Mm-hmm. No? Oh.
What do you mean, no?
You sounded like you went, mm-mm.
I went, uh-huh, basically.
Well, over to Jimbo Baggins.
All right. I want to remind everybody, this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. That is our disclaimer, the legal world we live in. If you are an international caller or an international viewer on Facebook Live, let us know. We will give you a live international shout-out. All right, 515-602-9676. That is the number to call or Skype in. When you do so, yes, you will hear a message saying you can listen to the show while you wait. And when you hear the show, everything's working great while you wait. So that means we're good. If you hear nothing, I'd hang up and call again.
Yes.
But that's very rare. When we take your call, you go live. Please do the following if you legally and safely can. Get rid of your speaker phones. Bluetooth gone. Please disconnect those devices. Just go with the unit itself. Kill all your background noises you had going on. You know, you're on hold. You're doing stuff. You got to do stuff to make the time fly. Multitasking, whatever things you were doing, please stop doing all that. Basically, we would like you in the perfect world to be at your home. You can go to a nice, quiet place that's comfortable for you so you don't have to move around. It has great cell phone reception. We ask you of these things because the phone call that you are going through your cell phone network goes through the Blog Talk Internet website, hits our computers, comes out our computer speakers, and there is a degradation of sound quality. So you got a lot of stuff going on, it can be rough on our end, and then we have a hard time communicating, and the whole world coming to an end then. So those that cannot call in for whatever reason, typically you're international, but we have domestic folks that just for some reason can't pull off the phone call thing, we will open the floor occasionally to Facebook Messenger audio or video calls. You can choose which. The catches are you have to be friends with Deborah Lee. You will be doing your Messenger audio video call to Deborah Lee, and you will only do so when we actually open that door and announce it. If you just do it on your own, thinking like the phone calls you won't get in early, you can't because it doesn't have a queue. It doesn't have hold system. You know, it's Facebook Messenger. It's free. You know, you get what you
it's
get.
It's actually kind of primitive.
But it's free.
Yeah.
It works. I mean, you can do video, audio. I mean, for free. You know, what are you going to do? Complain? You can complain. What are you going to complain to? What are you going to complain to? So, that's the name of that tune. One more thing to cover is the harp sound, which means your reading with Deborah is over. Not almost over, not just about over, getting over. It means it's over. We have to move on. Don't throw any more last-minute shots and questions out there when you hear the harps. Harps mean we're going to do tonight will be a Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card readings. And that
Sword
will be,
of Light, yes.
And that will be your...
Here.
To the road, to the door, to the road. Well, we move on to the next call. That's what that means, basically. So, and, you know, like I said, if you got like a million questions on your mind, all you can do is keep calling in each show, or you can go to the psychiclovedoctor.com website and arrange for a private reading. Then you can ask all your millions of questions in one session that you have arranged. And it's cool, but it's not cool tonight. You can only get a couple shots. A couple questions in and do it right off the bat when we take your call. That's the best. That is the best and the best of the best. So I think the time has come for all good men to take phone calls. We're going to go. Area code 307 out in the state of Wyoming. 307, welcome to the show. Do you have that loud enough?
I believe so. Hello, Wyoming. What's your first name?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, sorry. My first name is... but this is it's from a friend, and she's at her room with Shayla.
You have broken up so bad.
You
have broken up so bad, it literally sounds like you're speaking a foreign language. I don't know if you're on speakerphone or if you're doing
speakerphone. Yeah.
Let's try it now.
Hi.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes. What did you do differently?
It was on speakerphone, and we were in a different room.
Okay. Well, good thing you were able to click it off. Yes, okay,
yeah.
Jim. We know. All right, and your name is, please?
My name is Shayla. It's S-H-A-Y-L-A.
You've called us, have you not, before?
I have never called, no. No, my friend always does call, but she's the one that called for me.
Okay, well, so. I'll tell you, we have to give you a super big welcome.
Yeah, awesome.
Since you are brand new. And after her first time?
I've never ever called her or listened even, so she's got me convinced.
Oh, well, you are a newbie.
Yes, and you're going to this is going to be cool. It's nothing to be nervous about.
I think it's going to be great.
Great. All right, well, ask a couple questions. Give some background on the questions. It'll help her, especially being a new person.
Yeah, tell us a little about yourself. Whatever you feel comfortable like. Are you single? Do you have children? Are you working? Just some background kind of things, okay?
I have several jobs. Actually, I work three full-time jobs. I am single.
Wow.
I have two kids. Two kids. One of them is 19 and one of them is 14.
Well,
and I'm a grandma. I have two grandkids.
How precious. Yes, and are you having...
Right,
are you getting a lot of snow for Christmas?
We get a lot of snow for every time we don't want it. I shovel snow at an apartment complex, so I hope not.
Well, I've been to Wyoming a few times. It's a very beautiful state. Very beautiful.
It is.
World-class skiing there if you go to the right place.
Now tell us, what were you thinking? You can have up to two questions. And remember now, because you're brand new, and I have not already built a intuitive connection to you, so I don't have any familiarity yet. But after a few call-in readings, we can get to the point where you could say, well, Deb, just give me a general. But we're not at that point yet. So,
right. You,
okay, so give me an idea of a question or two that is specific for you. You know.
Are you in a relationship?
A question can be about anything you want. Just the only questions that we don't touch are actual literal gambling questions.
Yeah, too many variables.
No lottery numbers for you.
You know what? If we could crank out some lottery numbers, our asses wouldn't be here.
I was gonna say you guys certainly wouldn't be on a talk show, but yeah, I can totally imagine that. So that's understandable, but unreasonable nonetheless.
Let us have it.
I am single. I really don't know.
Are you hoping to be with someone?
Do you want to not be single?
Yeah. Do you?
Well, I'm recently single, so. We're kind of playing the back and forth game. He's just awfully mean lately, so I don't think it's ever going to be back. We're just going to be not together anymore, I believe.
Would you like to look at that?
Sure.
So I'm clear. This is the relationship that you recently broke up from, but
yeah, what about your...
I'm sorry?
Yeah. It's been a year.
Oh, it has been a full year.
Oh, so it's been a while.
Okay, that's
and
not too recent.
But it hasn't been a full year because, well, like I said, the back and forth thing.
Yeah. Do you have, romantic interludes, trying to put it nicely?
We did, and now we don't just because of his attitude and his general disposition. He's kind of mean, and that's really not interludable.
However, there
may be somebody that I'm interluding with.
I like your style.
Okay.
I do.
That's a pretty reasonable amount, not a year into it, but.
Okay.
So there's somebody on the potential radar scoop.
Jim's going to chat with you while I lay out your cards.
Yes.
Okay.
I'd be a liar if I say I haven't been involved that, but yeah, when people break up, they should really break up.
Really?
I completely agree.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's tempting because you're familiar with the person and you keep hooking up and whatever, but it just
for 8 years, and it's hard to just throw away 8 years.
It really is.
Well, that is a long time. That's a whole different ballgame.
We were together for a long time. I've known him for even longer. Like, we were, interluding, for lack of better words, as we say. When my son was 2, and he'll be 20 next month. So we kind of, but there was no relationship or anything. And then we lost interest in there. And then we recently got back together 8 years ago, and we pretty much lived together the day we got together, and it just over time he just has gotten mean. Like, I've moved in and out of my house 6 times in a year, so it's time. I mean, I think it's time to throw in the towel and enough is enough before we end up absolutely hating each other. But I know. I just have a lot of ambition. I just like to see how many boxes it takes to put all my stuff in it, and then see how fast I can move it out of the house to move it back in.
Well,
it got to be quite ridiculous if I'm being honest.
Okay. Well, here's your reading. Remember now, it's the first one, so it'll seem a little broad.
Yeah
it might not be super precise yet.
If you define...
Well, and I'm so good at asking, absolute questions, because I've really done my part in this, so I totally understand.
Okay.
All right.
First of all, you're not going to reconnect in any kind of, official way with the mean guy, all right? If anything, the new man, another man, is in your cards, and this is going to turn into a full-blown, beautiful relationship. But the mean guy is going to be very jealous on certain months.
Well, 8 years,
Yeah.
He's probably not necessarily really happy about the whole thing.
So Beth.
Well, and that's our, all that is probably, our, that all that's already true.
Okay, well.
Yeah. even when there's not anybody else, he's mean and jealous about it. He makes stuff up in his mind, I think.
I want you to know you really dodged the bullet, even though you've known him so very long.
In other words, it wasn't only going to get worse.
It was only going to get worse, and this way you have literally saved your future life from misery, pain, suffering. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, eight years is a long time.
There's no doubt in my mind. But it's,
you got a lot of years left to put that behind you. A lot of years left to put that behind you.
So I would suggest, based on...
I completely agree. Thank you.
Yeah, on your cards, it would be good to put that to rest and not hook up anymore. It only makes him get ideas. Okay?
Yeah, that's encouraging. Not a bad... That's encouraging terrible behavior, actually.
The other one that you mentioned, he's got a lot of possibilities for you. But is this a long-distance relationship or somebody that's close that you could be involved with, you know, regularly? The second one you mentioned?
No, it doesn't get much closer than he actually is, if I'm being honest. He's my neighbor.
Oh, okay.
Won't you be my neighbor?
No. you could have actually...
Mr. Rogers, let me tell you.
Yes, sir. God bless his soul.
You know, the funniest thing I ever saw, though, was some blooper somewhere about Mr. Rogers. He was trying to put up a teepee. And every time he pulled the, you know, pole, it fell over. And after about three times, he just pitched it and he said, fuck this goddamn thing.
Can you blame him? I mean, ever been camping? It's quite frustrating. I mean, if it can make Mr. Rogers cuss, I'm pretty sure I'm not interested. It definitely shouldn't be a commercial.
Yeah, that would be a bad sales pitch.
Oh, wouldn't it?
Go buy that.
Right? Yeah. Put him in advertising for sure.
Where are you in terms of the neighbor? Are you in love with him? Is he in love with you?
Well, a little background on that, kind of. I don't know. That's the problem is we engaged and really enjoyed each other's company for a little while, and then he worked out of town. Well, he's not even from here. He's from somewhere totally unrelated. And he was here for work, and then we were hanging out. We were together a lot, quite often. We'd get together every morning when he got off work. We'd get together every afternoon before he went to work. And then all of a sudden it just stopped, and then it was kind of strange. So I just asked him, what the hell? Could you enlighten me, please? And he said, well, I was offered a job somewhere else, and I figured a clean break would be best. And I'm like, well, don't you think the second party to that would be privy to that information? I mean, that would be cool if you could maybe inform me as to what we're going on with. And then apparently he took the job here, so he's here for another 3 years, but things are not quite what they were, not even close, actually.
Okay.
They're still hot and heavy, but they're not.
Guess what? I got some news for you. You're going to be leaving both of them behind and heading into the future. And there's going to be a whole new relationship with someone you haven't even met yet, but he's coming.
Perfect.
And he's got a very nice bank account. I feel like I could throw that out there. So that...
Oh, really?
It would give you an opportunity to maybe explore some things without having to work all the time.
See, and I'm passionate about what I do. I do it because I enjoy it. I don't do it because it's... Well, I mean, obviously, I work really hard to be really poor, but... It's almost a passion of mine. I have no desire to travel or to do anything like that. I never have, but I did have my car for one time, and she did tell me that if an opportunity arises, not to pass it up.
Yep. And I'll tell you, he'd even set you up in your own business if you want it. So, I mean, somebody is, it's practically like a knight in shining armor coming on a, you know, what do they come on, a white charger?
And I am in Wyoming, so that's pertinent.
Well, don't try to modernize that, Deb. Leave it to the horse. Knight in shining armor's on the damn horses.
Maybe
put them in cars, damn it.
White Porsche, something like that.
Why has it got to be a car from Europe?
Okay.
All right.
I want something with four-wheel drive, because that's, you know, it's so good.
Yeah. That's right, yeah, the big freaking, big jacked up 4x4.
I think 2023 is going to be a super magical year for you and for your kids. You are heading on an upswing. I think it won't really take hold until like March. But it's coming.
March-ish, spring, yeah. Springtime?
Yeah, I would say it can be sooner, but we try to go along a little bit here. So.
Especially it's your first reading.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Yeah. So you're still,
I'm not going to hold you guys to it by any stretch. I'm not going to make you give me an exact date and then hold you to it. So I promise.
Would you like, probably not. This is question's going to blow your mind. But would you like any more children?
Oh, no. God, don't even. I'm a grandma.
I know.
That means nothing.
No.
Well, as Grandma would say, who taught me this method, she would say, because I'm seeing a little boy here coming very unexpectedly. Are you unable to?
No. Oh, great. You just turned me into an abstinent nun.
Oh, she always said.
You just screwed over the next guy, Deb. Thanks.
Well,
totally.
When she's in
or not screwed the next guy, literally.
Yeah, so to speak. Yeah, that next guy, I better go buy a jar of Vaseline.
Hold on. I mean, now at this particular point in her life, this is how she feels. But you don't know how you feel in the future. And Grandma...
Oh, I do. I do. Past me didn't want kids. Present me doesn't want kids. Future me probably isn't going to want kids. I mean, I've done that. They're adults now. Like, my one spends more time in jail. Anything I could tell the state of Wyoming for custody.
Keep your knees crossed and your mind on Jesus. That's what Grandma always
exactly. said. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, gosh, don't say things like that. That's horrible.
It's going to be a great new year for you. Jim now has Archangel Michael healing card.
Yeah,
for
before
you.
We move on, we got the Sword of Light Archangel Michael Oracle card real quick. Subject is, this is a blessing in disguise. Be patient and have faith that your angels have this situation under control. What will come is far better than you dared to dream.
Yep, and you heard it here first.
Word up on that, dog.
You've got a dream of a man coming to you. It's like you're putting in an order to Amazon, and you're checking off all the boxes of what you want.
Amazon Prime, dude.
Well, if Amazon sold babies, I'm no longer an Amazon shopper either. Just in case they accidentally send me the wrong package. I mean, literally.
Hey, if there's a man in
there. It's a little scary.
Yeah. Well, take care, honey. Call us again, please, before the holidays, if you would.
Or as many times as you want. We do many shows a week.
Oh, yeah. You can call every show.
I definitely will. When is your next one?
Possibly
I'll call you back in 45 minutes.
Only once per show, but.
Yeah, every day.
See if I still have to engage in abstinence or not, because I'm just waiting for the green light.
I think you'll be fine. I think at your age, Grandma, you know how to, you know, manage things. How to deal.
I am only 37, so.
Oh, boy. Wow. You got started early, didn't you?
Yeah. I did. And obviously, that's the one thing I taught my son is to start early and do everything early in life. Because, he made me a grandma at 37.
Oh, my gosh.
But she's still hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're hot to trot.
Yeah, baby.
Wrong answer. See, you're encouraging the wrong. I'm thinking, do you see a hysterectomy in my future?
Why, do you need one? Or you mean for the
negative ghostwriting?
Yeah. I mean, I'll take that on, no problem, before babies come on board.
Well, I will tell you.
No hysterectomy? Shit.
Every one of my five biological sons was a birth control failure. So
both of mine were too. Yeah, both of them.
Nice. Well, I'm going to tell you, it's great getting to know you. I think you're terrific. So we will watch
for you.
Thank you for holding for a long time to be the first caller. Thank you.
All right, hon. We'll talk to you
soon.
You
know, I didn't really hold for a long time. Now I have to give my friend Alyssa some props there because she's the one that got on hold for me. So she calls you guys quite a bit. She's the one that told me to Oh, she's never had a reading with you guys, but she does call. She does
That's cool.
call talk.
That's great.
Yeah,
yeah,
she's the one that sat on hold, so I'll give her all the credit for that part of it.
We got you. Awesome.
Will you guys give her a reading since she totally brought on a new person that's going to call you guys often now?
She can
call anytime.
She can keep calling back.
Yeah. If you can't give her a reading today too.
Well, if she calls back, she can.
Trouble is, we've got
to. Yeah, you have to call back.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Okay, she will call you guys back for sure.
Well, absolutely, no problem. Yeah, we have other people. We can't put her on the list. That is all.
All right, for tonight.
Okay.
Yep. I will watch this area code. Thank you.
All right, honey. Take care.
Bye. Thank you. Appreciate it, guys. Bye.
All right, we're going to rock it.
That is one energetic woman.
630, we're moving over to Illinois. 630, you're calling number two.
Well, hello there, Illinois. Welcome. And you are?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
We know who you
are. It's your biggest fan.
Oh, my goodness. That is no lie.
Whoa.
Really, this girl is phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Oh, international shout out to Mike from the UK.
Hello, Mike.
Mike, you should fly your flags at half mast for morning.
Oh, from the Golden Cup or what's it called? The what kind of cup is it or bowl?
That's the World Cup.
Oh, World
Just
Cup.
Just the World Cup. Life is World Cup.
All anyway. Right, well, so speak to us.
Okay, so I do have a question for you, and then while you're shuffling, if Jim can tell me. I need to know how somebody can book a private reading with you because I'm at the point in the third book where I can put you in there, but I want to know how do you want to be contacted. So I want to get that right, and I am going to listen back to the archive so you can think about it for a minute.
Okay.
So,
I think it would be email address.
It's okay, all on my website.
All right, I'm going to work on...
Okay, what was your question again? What was your question?
Anything you want. And you don't have to tell me today, but whatever you want me to... How you want people to contact you, because I'm telling you, this case that I'm working on, you're going to have to get a new phone number. Okay, you told me the other day that a man and a woman was going to contact me, and I thought it was going to be from like the authorities, like the cops or whatever. A twist, because this is like this case, it's just every day it's something different, okay? As soon as I think I solve something, boom, another little mole comes up out of the little hole. So what happened was somebody else has hired a lawyer. And when I watched them talk about the case online, it's a man and a woman. So I emailed them today, but like the email wouldn't go through, but I left a message on a paralegal's phone number. Is the man and the woman that you were referring to, are they lawyers? And you still want me to talk to them, right?
Well, we better check on that.
Those are good questions for her to look at the cards
Absolutely.
All right, and to address your question, and this is good for information for everybody. Okay, we'll talk. If you want a live free session, not free, a live one-on-one without me being a pain in the ass there with Deborah, you can go to the psychiclovedoctor.com website, and there are ways. There's contact. If you can arrange the private reading, you'll see how to do so. If you just want to email her, there's a contact link on there too. There's a lot of things on there that if you just want to contact her and get. And this goes for people that are not sure if they want a reading. Maybe they say, I don't know, what do I get for reading? You can contact her. She'll get an email, and then, you know, you can go from there. And that's the same with you. You could, you might want to go on there and click the contact and start with an email. So then you,
okay.
You know, as far as...
I'm going to do that.
Yeah, I would start with that. Go that route, because that may be enough for Deborah to give you all the info. If you're going to start referencing stuff in the book, she could probably put all that in an email. But you guys can work that out. All right, Deb, what do you got?
Well, I think that man and woman, they're looking for information. And definitely, I don't know why I feel like the need to tell you this, because you're so sharp. I know you would never do this, and it's not in connection with them. But don't give anybody any money. Okay, I don't care how great what they're offering you is. Don't do it. Because there's an indication in your cards that you are going to be victimized by a scheme, and it will cause you to lose a lot of money, you know, and you worked hard for your money, so don't fall for any BS that anybody, and I just had to bring that out before I forgot. But yeah.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Don't give anybody any money. I don't have any money, but something could cost me money if I get scammed. So is it me borrowing somebody money, or like victimized means I could get sued? I mean, there's a bunch of ways that could go. I mean,
there
like
is.
Literally,
there
I'm
is.
Like, I'm so broke, I can't even pay attention.
Oh, that's bad. No, it's not anything about a lawsuit. It looks like it's going to pertain to your career. And what I'm feeling here is that somebody's going to say, if you can, we'll just use some...
This is hypotheticals now. Don't
saying.
Look at these as actual things that are going to come your way.
Yeah, we're just spitballing
examples.
Right now. If they were to say, hey, I want to partner with you, but I need an initial, like, earnest money investment from you, and we're going to get you in television. This could be even like a or agent.
or it might not be, like she said, she can't pay attention. Or it might not be money. It might be a venture you're about to do. Just cut us in. Give us 50%. Then that'll cover you putting money in. And then
we'll get the producers.
Yeah.
We'll do all of the marketing.
Just sign this contract that we get 50% of everything you make, and then we'll cover everything you do. We'll make sure that you don't have to do anything.
Yeah, so it's going to be something career-wise.
Yeah, so watch out what you sign or do not sign.
Yeah, so be very careful.
Even some verbal contracts, watch out. People record these things nowadays.
They do.
Yep.
But it's actually going to be good news from that couple. It is possible that they work in like law enforcement. I don't know that they're attorneys. I would think maybe more along the lines of wanting to... just get more information from you. But we'll see.
We'll see. Keep asking. Keep calling
it. It's not so clear
right now.
Right.
Okay. No, and that's okay. I just wanted to make sure that, like, it was okay that I contacted them, because I actually do have information that I do want to give to them. I just wanted to make sure that was a safe passage. And you're saying it is.
Yeah.
So.
And make sure that you check their credentials. Make sure you're dealing authentically with somebody, you know.
I got that too. Okay.
Yeah, because you're getting into kind of a murky area pertaining to the book, the information you have.
And the first time you make contact with somebody, it doesn't have to be an information exchange. That first time could be, you could explain to them, hey, there's a lot of people out there that I can't trust, so I would like to give me all the details on you, your credentials, what you do, and all this stuff, and I'm going to go check.
Oh, yeah.
And if they're legitimate, they will not mind.
But if they
if they get all pissy and cranky, and then you are wise to ask.
Yep. If that would be a big red flag.
Anybody legitimate would be happy to give you all the credential stuff to check on that you want it to be, if they're legit.
So I hope this helps for you. Just keep walking. It's right here saying lots of serendipity around you. But keep walking with, I don't want to say suspicion, with
caution. Maybe.
Caution.
It's always, nowadays, you have to be cautious. You know, I mean, there's always been criminals on this world, but every time we get new technology, criminals are exploiting it, you know.
Absolutely.
It's terrible. Look at the phone. Just the phones alone. You get all those phone call scammers.
Yeah.
Good Lord Jesus.
I'd love to know when you hear back from these people.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, well, she's been really good at keeping us in the loop, and we like that.
Are you using, I guess they call it nom de plume for your name?
You got a pen name?
That's
okay.
Good, because I think your identity needs to be
I think everybody
protected.
Should have one. And even a lot of famous writers
they
started
did.
Out with pen names until they got super duper.
They did.
Some became Whamadyne famous and didn't have to.
What kind of famous?
Whamadyne. Holy crazy, batshit crazy famous. But at first they started out with pen names because, you know, you got to do what you got to do to protect yourself and your stuff.
That's for danger.
I'm going to play it again, Sam.
All right, here we go.
All right, real quick, the subject of your oracle card reading is deeper insights are at hand.
Oh, boy.
Your overall plan is good, but the details need work. reflect before moving forward. So well, that's good. It's the caution theme, like you were saying.
Where, see, I am caution. Very, myself, my nature is very impulsive. I will just leap.
Yeah, it's
without
a terrible
looking.
Thing to do nowadays. Terrible.
Yeah, and
most
so.
Most horrible thing ever. You mean you're, sometimes you could get lucky, but it's usually not good.
Yeah, usually not good. But we love hearing from you, and I can't wait for the rest of the story.
The rest.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. We love you very much.
Yes.
Love you
good
too.
Luck and thank you for calling and holding.
Take care, hon. All right.
All right. We're going to keep on, keep on.
I can see that we'll be extending because these are in intricate questions we're getting.
Word up on that, dog.
And I can't just say, oh, yeah, you know, take that phone call. It'll be fine.
Well, it's Saturday night.
Yeah.
So that helps. I'm typically a Monday through Friday workday guy. So my weekends normally are okay, but, you know, even where I work sometimes.
Yeah, but he's not like me. I stay up until the last dog is hung. You know what I mean? Hung. The last dog is hung, which is an expression meaning that I should have gone to bed long before.
That's crazy.
You know, I start reading murder, forensics, all kinds of really lurid, I don't know, it's just a thing. Have a few drinks, sit down and read the details of a graphic murder.
The dogs don't go, they come to me when they want to go out. They come to me when they want to eat in the morning. They've already been trained. All right. They know I'm the early bird, whether I want to be or not. All right, let's keep going because the list is growing faster than we're taking the calls.
Oh, my gosh. Have we had any more international visitors?
So far, it's Laura from Canada and Mike from UK.
I saw Luna on there, too.
Luna is not an international, Deb, in case you thought Tennessee was from another family.
She said hi to us. I wanted to
hear. 254, we're going to go, Deb. 254 is in Texas.
Hi, Texas. This is Gabby.
Yes.
Gabby.
It is.
Hi, Gabby.
Yes, it is.
Welcome.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah, I'm
fine. We're doing great.
Doing good. What's cooking?
Yeah, we're doing great. Thanks for asking.
Well, I took your advice about the group home thing, moving to the group home, and they said, well, the nurse that I talked to said she's going to talk to administrators of the build of the company about it, and I was kind of minimum because it's kind of like I want to move somewhere in the Houston area, but the only place I can see is Fort Worth. So my question is, could we go more in depth on that reading? And if so, could you tell me where?
Okay. Well, where is if Texas is huge. Aren't with Dallas and Fort Worth that are close?
Yes, Dallas, Fort Worth area.
But
yes.
Houston. So I guess I'm a little unclear what you're trying to.
Yeah, ask your question real quick in one sentence if you can. Rephrase.
Could you tell me like where I'll be going, like where the group home will be?
You mean if you go to another one?
Yes.
Okay. If you transfer to another one, where do you think it might be? You might think it. Let's just say closer, maybe further away. How about that?
Because
Texas is a big ass state. A big ass state. So you can be a long ways away and still be in the same state in Texas.
Exactly. You could be in the boonies.
Holy guacamole. That's a big bastard of a state.
All right. Let's see what we're getting here.
All right. Let's see what we're getting. Get me. All right.
Yeah.
Don't worry, callers. There's a lot of callers. Some of you held for a long time. Some are just on. I have a list. I keep in the list in the order you have called. So nobody, you're not going to hang on for 30 minutes and have somebody just call in and get it in front of you. I don't allow that. They're getting good. Typically, we have Blog Talk shows us the list and they show us times. Sometimes they jack it up, so I keep the list on my own. Back to that.
I've got to tell you, I don't feel you'll be happy with the answer. I've seen you very good.
Okay.
So it might be good to prepare yourself.
Right, the story of her life sometimes, a disappointment.
Yeah, it would be good to be prepared, but isn't the main objective to get out of where you are now? That's something you may want to focus on, Gabby.
Yeah, you may have if you have a primary goal, maybe say, well, if that doesn't fall through, maybe this other thing would be good, this other place, this other location.
Yeah, I think so. Ow. It will turn out to be better than you expect.
Okay.
Your next move is bringing a new man into your life, some way, somehow, and it's going to ultimately end up becoming your husband. So eventually you're going to be in the world having a nice, normal life. And it's going to be very good. Yes. There's children. There's a really nice home. I mean, look to the future. The present, I can hear it. The present kind of sucks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. The current situation right now, the best of it could be.
It's going to get better. So hang in there.
Better.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
And like I said, initially, you may not like where they're putting you, but it's way better than where you are now.
And that happens a lot in life.
Yeah.
A lot in life. A lot of times you get moved. They move around. Maybe they give if job world. They put give you a different position. You're like, oh, this is crap. I didn't want this. And then now all of a sudden you're like, wow, actually, it was a blessing.
It turned out better. Right.
So we shall see. We shall see.
We have a card for you. Healing card.
Yeah, that's the same thing with my brother. He's in the foster care system, and he's so used to moving. So I want him to get like a normal like teenager. I want to be a normal teenager and deal with that kind of stuff. So this is like his like third or fourth move. So I'm like, I haven't seen him in like a year. So I'm like pretty much like I'm just so desperate to see him. I'll just do anything.
I understand that.
Yeah.
You really do. The best thing you can do is have faith and hope that in the future you're going to be together with your brother.
Yeah, that stupid patient word.
Yeah.
All right, real quick. This is a blessing in disguise. I think we've seen this card before. Be patient and have faith that your angels have this situation under control. What will come is far better than you dared to dream.
Yeah, I think you should let yourself go with destiny.
Yeah, I mean, you try and try to get what you want, and if something else comes up, say, well, I'm going to trust fate. Maybe fate hasn't been kind to you so far, but eventually it's going to be.
I agree. Well, where did you get so smart?
I've never been smart. I just fake it. All right, well, thank you so much, Gabby.
Thank you, Gabby. Take care.
You're welcome. Thanks so much.
Take care. Please call us again as soon as you can.
Bye-bye, hon. Yeah.
Already rock and roll. We got to attack this list. All right, we're going right after it. Oh, my next caller has half departed. Hang on real quick, folks. I want to line up. People drop. They get busy. Things happen. You're on hold, and maybe a hooker comes up or something if you're a guy. I don't know. I'm just throwing a scenario out
imagine
there, you know?
Imagine that's where you go.
I'm just saying, you know. All right, we're going to area code 219. 219 looks like it brings us to Indiana.
Hello, Indiana.
Hey, how you doing? This is Alexis.
Yes,
Alexis.
It is. Hello
there. Her name
reminds me of... I get in tune with y'all. I miss y'all every day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think we saw...
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, she didn't get a chance to talk to us the other day, but I think she popped in and listened.
Oh, thank you very much. That really makes me feel good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It really does. So,
okay, so I want to know, everything's going great. Everything has worked is wonderful. I had caught COVID. I caught COVID. I guess because the Lord's been sick. Yeah, the Lord's been sick, so she was coughing at work. She didn't know what she had. She probably do or she probably don't. But
when you're in that,
I could have caught from anybody. I could have caught from anybody, but I want to know how me and Zane relationship look in the future. How does she really feel about me?
Okay,
I remember
now. Did you get vaccinations for COVID?
Yeah, I ain't catch it bad. Yeah, but my doctor, I called her today at 4:00, and she sent me all my medicine that I needed.
Okay, good. I found that once I had all the vaccines, my third bout with COVID was like nothing.
Wasn't it?
No.
Okay.
No, it's flu shots are not stopping you from getting squat. They're just supposed to help your body deal with it when you do get, depending on the strains of the shot, you know.
Yeah.
We also got our regular fall one that we always get, you know, the standard flu shot where they take the guess.
Yeah.
They go, we think it's going to be these strains. And they put a whole bunch of them in there and give you the one every year.
Yeah.
We got that one plus the one that COVID specific.
Oh, Okay, tell me about Zane again. How are things going?
It's going great. We talk every day. She's working now. She got a good job. I like her.
Well, I think that's great for you. And
yes.
I hear your baby.
Yes.
Well, it was either a baby or there was a fight going on. I wasn't sure.
A baby or a fight?
It's my baby.
Fight. Well, better. That's the better answer than a fight.
Oh.
Yes, my little baby.
She loves you. Does she tell you how much she feels affection for you?
No.
Well, she does.
Some people don't. Some people just can't do that.
And am I okay to go ahead talking to you, Alexis?
Alexis,
you said what now?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
something. Can you say it again?
No.
You said what?
We thought we heard like an adult male in the background. We were wondering if it was okay to keep going on with your reading.
Oh yeah, that's my kids. I'm telling them to go upstairs. Go upstairs, Jordan.
Let's put on her big boys. All right, go ahead, Deb.
I really think this relationship could progress into achieving another level, like of a love relationship. And how do I want to say this? She seems to have very fluid, like sexual borders. Do you get that impression from her?
Fluid sexual borders. Wow.
Yeah, I feel like she could bring she wouldn't mind bringing a guy into your relationship.
Oh, she's already been down that road. I wouldn't do that again.
Well, not unless it's a really secure situation.
Even then, how secure is secure when you do that?
Maybe somebody you'll never see again.
All right. Okay. Hey, I'm just saying, you open some of those doors and you wish you didn't.
Well, that's true. But
hey, everybody's got their hand. That's just my opinion. My opinion doesn't worth anything in the stock market.
So
there you go.
Anyway, I think the two of you share a lot in common, and it could become exclusive for the two of you if that's the direction you want to go. I think so. Be careful, because she would be very possessive if you promise too much and don't deliver. I don't know how to put it. If you
if she's too possessive, that means there's a lot of things you're gonna do that's gonna piss her off.
Well, I think you need to explore her opinions and things like that.
Yeah, make sure this is who you really wanna be committed to.
Yeah, exactly.
Before you make the commitment, because you may wish you would have waited a little longer or felt some things out, you know.
I think also there's going to be a discussion soon of you moving. Have you been thinking about getting another place?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's going to happen. You'll be happy. You will.
Yeah, but now you got to deal with COVID, but it is what it is.
Oh, yeah.
I still, like today, I just made some, this morning I was feeling kind of bad, but I just made us some steak, rice, and corn, and I'm eating it.
Yeah, I think you're going to bounce right back. Boy, does that sound good.
I didn't hear
steak,
what it was.
Steak, rice, and corn.
How can that not be good?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. Yeah.
I could live off all those things.
Well,
I love to cook.
Yes, and if you're eating well and keeping yourself hydrated,
and
your doctor's sending you medicine, you'll be on your feet in no time.
No, I'm no doctor.
I'm just saying as your confidant.
She's like a love doctor, but she's not a medical doctor.
For Michael's, these sword cards, I think we need a trumpet, a big do-do-do, something like that. Instead of a harp.
Thank you.
How about we talk about that offline?
Alexis had some input. She said she thought so too.
And you see now, I had her card and it's gone.
Oh no!
It's all your fault. It's all Deb's fault.
How do you know she wasn't meant? I mean, maybe not meant.
Not every. You know what? If I fall down and land in a pile of dog shit in the front yard. I don't think fate said I was meant to do that all the time.
Maybe
Deb, okay?
To keep you from getting in your car.
I'm just saying.
And then having an accident out on the interstate.
I'm just thinking this whole meant to be thing, I take it, but I don't take it as 100% everything was meant to be. That's my philosophy, but who am I? All right, here we go. This is good. Prioritize self-care.
Okay,
you
good.
Do so much for others. It's time for you to experience the love you deserve and let others help you.
Yep, and that's what I've been doing these last couple of paychecks. I've been taking care of Alexis.
There you go. Yep, you got to take care
you
of number
gotta,
one.
Honey,
you got to look out for number one.
Or you're no good for anybody else.
Yeah, you can't look out for anybody else.
Yeah, you got it.
Thank you. Y'all have a great night.
Oh,
nice,
you
too,
honey.
Thank you for holding.
We love to talk to you. Bye-bye,
long
sweetie.
Night.
Awesome. I love that.
All right. Let's see, we are pulling up.
Oh,
give me that. Oh, yeah. All right, we're going to 520 in the
Hello.
State of Arizona.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Hey, you two, the stars of the planet.
I like it.
I wanted to ask you, I went somewhere with my neighbor. He's gay. But he's really a sweet guy, and he's always inviting me places. And he, sorry?
I was just going to say, remember, before you even moved there, I said you were going to have a very nice friend, and he's gay.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
You said some really positive things about what was going to happen with. Well, this is what's happened recently. So I called him the other day to ask him if he could help me with my move, and he was, I didn't know he was volunteering somewhere, and he said, I started to tell him why I was calling, and then he shouted at me, he said, I forget how he put it, he said, what is it, I said, well, if you're busy, I'll call you back, he said, well, I'm in the middle of doing some volunteer work, and I didn't know if it was an emergency, if I needed to help you right away. He said, just tell me what it is. And I said, we can talk later about it. And so since then, I've been a little, putting him at a distance. And we went somewhere together. And then he said he was going to do some work around where we live. He does a lot of extra things where we live, you know, just for the sake of doing it, cutting the grass and blah, 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 and doesn't get paid. So I said to him, expect a lot of cooked meals for me as a gift. And he started telling me, he said, just chill. And then he asked me in the next breath, he said, well, how did I come off at the meeting that you and I went to? And I said, you do you. And then we really haven't, you know, it's been a little distant. Where are we at with each other? He's supposed to help me on Tuesday with my move. I think he still is going to, but where do you see this? Was I smothering him?
Yeah, well, that's a good question, because based on the exchange you had, it is hard to say exactly if maybe you caught him at the wrong time once or twice and he was kind of cranky.
Well, you know what, though? As a relationship develops, as it evolves, as friends,
you're going to piss each other off sometimes.
Yes. And you're going to get short with each other.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It's
if you're good friends, then you get over it.
Well, you know, that's not how I treat people. He is from back east, and he's a little, someone at a group that we went to said he was kind of rough around the edges. I don't think so. He's very masculine for as gay as he is. You don't know it. Of course, my gaydar doesn't work all that well, but who cares? He's just a real nice guy.
I don't think women are supposed to have very good gaydar. I think it's supposed to be other gay people are supposed to have good gaydar,
yeah,
right?
Besides, we're strictly dickly, right? So we
don't. Well, if that's what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're taking a cruise on the USS Penis, you are, I guess. If you're on the USS Penis taking a cruise, you are, I
Wouldn't
guess.
Wouldn't that be a submarine?
Whoa! It's a submarine full of steam in. We're going back to old boots. Right,
Jeff Bezos, what do you call that, spaceship to the moon, or Amazon driver, that thing on the side that's hanging on the side of the truck.
I got it here for you, plain as day. I mean, I'm glad you asked this so people can actually see for themselves how quick and simple an answer can be.
Okay.
His love life is not going too good. His, I think he's been pursuing another guy, and it's not going well.
Oh.
And he's disappointed. Okay.
So his fuse is a little short.
Exactly.
It's not her fault that he's kind of just in a pissy mood, right?
No, he's got blue balls over this other guy.
Oh, you know, he has expressed, you know, at times that, well, he knows that I'm grieving. And so, you know, he mentioned something about how he cries in his place. And I said, really? He said, oh, yeah. And then he kind of said something about that. So, yeah, and occasionally he will mention things, you know, about how he's lost all his friends and blah, blah, blah. But he doesn't go on and on about it. Okay, so he's just wrapped up in his personal life.
Yeah. He's got his feelings hurt. And unfortunately, you were right there.
You were available to be kind of treated not like you should have been.
Well, he was a little impatient with you because he's emotionally...
He's pissed off.
Yeah. And maybe you said he's very masculine. And I don't doubt he's used to getting what he wants in the gay world.
Hmm.
And maybe he met one that said, not now there.
Could be him... got somebody that is playing around and he ain't used to that, not liking it.
Or, you know.
Yeah. A lot of possibilities there. But bottom line is...
It's not about you.
It's not your guys' relationship, and it's not about you. And
yeah.
It sounds like he's probably not going to dust you on Tuesday for your move.
No, he's going to be there. He's going to help you.
Just because it wasn't about you, so he's not going to not show up.
And you know what, Lisa, truthfully... It's been really hard for me in the sense of the way that I do business with friends and stuff is not the way others choose to do it. But, yeah, I had to become more flexible, you know, as I get older.
What the hell's your point?
That people will sometimes be in a mood.
Oh, okay.
Because
I didn't know where you were going. I'm
that
sorry.
That doesn't even affect us.
You just lost me.
We just need to kind of roll with it.
Just got to roll with it and not assume that they're... If somebody is a little snippy with me,
I'm too old to play that game. I don't do that. You know, I treat people nice and I expect the same. And if not, then goodbye. Or I'll tell them. You know, I'll just say, hey, you know, that's not how I would have said it, and that hurt my feelings.
This time around,
I didn't tell them that.
Well, that's better than saying the first way you said.
Yeah, I wouldn't get rid of the guy because he had a bad day.
Right.
There's a friend.
But you can say, hey, you know, when you talk to me like that, it hurts my feelings.
Just tell me I've had a bad day, and if you're nasty, me, I'll understand it. Yeah.
True. I agree.
Yeah, if you say, hey.
Good points. I like that. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. And we're humans. We all make mistakes, and sometimes we don't realize that we're...
Smothering him, though. You don't see me smothering him?
No.
Okay,
I think he's enjoying it.
I'll take care of that first.
Yeah, he's enjoying it like having a sister, you know, a family member.
Well, especially somebody that lives close.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, that's really convenient.
He always
at the store, I buy extra avocados and I give him avocados. You know, I turn him on to different things. And he does a lot for that we live in. He just gives.
Yeah.
He's a giver. So am I.
He's always been portrayed in your readings as an honest, true friend. And that friend's card, the Seven of Hearts, does not come out that often, just as in real life. Finding a real, true, blue friend isn't that easy. A lot of people have an agenda. Yeah. Okay, Jim, go ahead.
All right. The Oracle card is, subject is, be the real you. You're the greatest power. Your greatest power comes from being who you truly are. Don't let anyone sway you from expressing your authentic self.
There it is.
That's from Archangel Michael himself.
Yep.
Peter Band. All right, well, thank you so much. We're glad you called.
Yeah, we always love
held.
Talking
to you. Yeah, awesome. And I like how she has Different question. It's cool.
Yeah, it's really.
That's really cool.
But no, just not so we don't make others feel less than. I don't mind the same question.
No,
if there's
something that really is important in your life, you can check on it every time you call.
Yeah.
I would do so if I was the person calling and something was really important happening in my life. I would keep checking on it.
Well, and you can also watch how people's feelings or their emotions evolve and transform.
A bunch of other things, if it's a long-term issue, how it affects it. Oh, absolutely. All right, well, thank you so much.
Yeah,
we're gonna move on. I did extend the show. I feel bad if anybody hung up thinking the show was over.
Yeah. Take care, Lisa.
Yep, thank you.
Hugs and love.
Well, too. Thank you. Okay, love. Bye-bye.
You rock. All right. We had, I hope the other member of the Wyoming, her friend, is not on anymore. I hope she didn't think the show was over hearing that stupid warning.
She'll call again.
Yes.
She called before.
And she may be.
But remember.
Listening as we speak.
We are looking really sharp tonight to those
Everybody's
of
crazy
who
about
see
a
us.
Sharp-dressed man.
Only because we are going to a holiday party after the radio show. We need to finish Toot Sweet.
Huh. Interesting.
Hmm.
We're going to area code 860, which is in Connecticut. 860.
Well, hello there, and welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm a first-time caller, and I'm really enjoying you two.
Oh, well, thank you.
Oh, that's right. She's been listening for a long time.
We get a little spicy, but
I like
a little stupid.
Yeah, I
could
like
be stupid
spicy.
Sometimes too. You know, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, thank you, because we certainly don't want to offend anybody, and which.
I worked with five men all day in a barber shop because I was a barber, and at first they used to send me outside when they had something to say, and then it just all the time, so nothing offends me anymore.
Oh, that's good. Myself, I did time in the, it sounds like I went to prison. I did some time in the Army and was always around men. And here where I live, it's all sailors. So.
Barbara wasn't there.
Yeah.
Oh, Barbara. Sailors. I love sailors.
Yes, don't we all?
Oh, she's in Connecticut.
Yes. Oh, by...
they got... Well, I don't... She's not... She's in Hartford area, I believe.
Okay.
But,
well,
you know, it's Connecticut.
Sailors.
They got the sub base there.
So you keep fading back and forth. Are you on a speaker?
Are you speakerphone? Are you underwater?
My dad was a sailor, so I have a soft spot for sailors.
Oh, I got you.
Well, bless him for his service. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Did you tell us your first name? I don't
know. She did, but...
Lisa Marie.
This isn't Lisa Marie Presley, is it?
No.
Doubtful.
I
have a question.
It.
Real quick, as far as communications here, are you on speakerphone? Are you on a Bluetooth? Are you in motion?
Is this better?
That's a lot better. What did you change?
I changed the setting on the phone.
Okay.
Nice. I like it. Whatever you did it well.
Okay.
All right, Lisa Marie, what would you like us to... Now, remember, this is my first time with you, too.
And we extended the show, and I feel bad anyway. So we're good. So you got time.
So I have to build a sense of familiarity.
Every question is... You can ask anything about anything, and pets, plants...
Well, I hate asking this question, but my friend's dog, she walked him up to me, jumped in my face and broke my face and ripped my face and broke my ribs and broke my teeth. And there's a lawsuit, and they're putting me through hell, and they want to depose me now. And I'm just really upset about all of this. I didn't do anything. I wound up in surgery with all kinds of problems.
What kind of
dog? German Shepherd.
Oh, that's a big dog.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's a big dog.
I was at the vet with my own sick puppy, and she walked this dog up to me, and I had never met this dog, and so they're putting me through hell, and I just want to know, is this going to end soon? Is the deposition going to go okay? Because at this point, I just completely shake down and cry every time they talk about it. I'm just so broken from all that I've been through with it.
Absolutely.
So you got injured really bad and you have a lawsuit you have filed.
Yes.
Okay. As well you should. Okay, and it's a good question.
And they're putting, I want to be clear, they're putting you through hell because you'd like to be, what do you call it? Yeah, for damages.
Yeah. Oh my God, you have no idea what they've done to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, when the lawsuit thing comes out, people you thought you knew or anything, they turn into villains.
Oh, she blocked me. It's like
yeah.
She was my friend and she blocked me. I didn't even do anything yet, but she blocked me right off the bat, and I was like, "That's not nice."
You're going to learn a lot about people as you go through your
life. And
legs.
They do say some people, you know, you don't know. Some people say the word friendship means one thing. It's like, well, there's actually many different levels of friends.
Good time, Charlie.
Said to her was, if you knew the dog bit people, why did you walk him up to me? Because her first comment was, oh, I should have had him lay down. And, oh, you have your plate is so full because I'm a very sick girl. And when I talked to the vet, he said to me, oh, we know that dog bites. That dog's red flagged all over our charts. I said, why would she walk him up to me? She was my friend.
Didn't they take the dog and put him down?
No, they didn't. I wouldn't even want that. I wouldn't even want that. I just want him to wear a muzzle. That's all.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, we've had billions, not billions like with Carl Sagan, but we've had a lot of dogs. And every once in a while, you get a male dog, and it's one of those dogs that if you go to a vet, you got to give him a tranquilizer, and sometimes you got to put a muzzle on him.
Yeah.
And it could be this. Remember, Chip was the sweetest dog at home. But when he went and saw all these strange dogs, he just turned into like a Cujo. So we'd give him a tranquilizer to put a muzzle on him, and
Thank
he never
you.
Hurt or bothered anybody. And that's all you do. So that's all she has to do. Is put him. A lot of times the muzzle alone is enough, because when you put a muzzle on that dog and it knows it doesn't have that weapon in its mouth, it becomes more docile.
I wasn't even going to tell the hospital it was her dog, because I was scared they would put it down. But when they came in with rabies shots, I was like, wait a minute. I'm going to confess because I'm not going through rabies shots.
Oh, absolutely. You don't want to do that. All right, what do you got, Deb?
Okay, here's what I've got for you, and I hope that you will continue to call us. We're not just here for readings, but we're also here for support.
Sure.
You know, and a lot of people just like to be part of our little family that we've got here on the air.
It really is. You really are. You're just a blessing to the many. God bless you so much.
Oh my God, she's going to make me cry.
And I'm no crying here, goddammit.
Thank you. Well, I have some news for you. We have a legal disclaimer.
Yes. Oh, we forgot about that. Thank you, Deborah. Yes.
Don't worry. I know. I get it. I know. Don't worry.
There's a lot of people listening. We it's the world we live in. We have to put warnings on
everything,
on preparation.
I'm so sorry.
Don't.
Okay, go ahead. Go for it. Do your lawyer thing. Go from.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
They don't have a leg to stand on, and so their treatment of you is completely inappropriate. It's. So hurtful. So, you know, it's huge. But the thing is, I feel that you're going to gain a lot of peace of mind from this lawsuit. And you know, you could have recurring medical issues in the future.
Or up here issues. I mean, that
can
be very traumatic.
I have a permanent one. One side of my nose, the bone is almost closed, and I need surgery. But I'm too sick to go through the surgery.
Right now.
I had a myriad of lifelong health problems, and that's why she said your plate was already so full.
Gotcha.
Because she knows what a sick girl I am.
Yeah. Well, honey, do you have an attorney?
Yeah.
Are you going? You have references?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. She
I do. Yeah. They the new thing is they wanted to pose me on my birthday, and I told him January has 31 days. That day is mine. They can pick another one. And he says, well, they don't want to. I said, well, tough. It's been over 2 years. They're not deposing me on my birthday and ruining that day, too.
I'm glad you stood tall on that.
Yeah, I am,
Thank
too.
Thank you.
And you just remember, karma's going to catch up with them for this viciousness. This is so uncalled for. And
it's irresponsible dog ownership is all it is.
It's criminal.
That's
to
all,
me.
Well, it is stupid. You got, like I said, we've had aggressive dogs, and you know how to deal with them. It's easy.
Well, I really think that.
Do you have any idea when it will finally settle? Like spring, winter, spring, summer, fall, at least.
Well, it can take a while.
Are they going to drag me to court? Are they going to make me go to court and do that to me too?
Well, that's a good question because you are being deposed of very soon, right? So maybe the fact that they do that almost in January. So that sometimes when they do that, there's a chance you might not even have to show up. That's why they're doing it.
They may want to settle.
Yeah, the fact that they're having you do that is it may not come to that. Otherwise, it wouldn't even bother. It would never come to court.
Lisa, Marie, do these people have a lot of money?
No, it's just her insurance policy, and it's not even that big. In fact, the lawyer yelled at me that she has a small policy. He called me up and yelled at me, and I was like, are you serious? Are you kidding me? You're yelling at me about the size of her policy?
Did you have a lawyer
God
at the time?
Did you have a
no,
lawyer?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well.
Did you have a lawyer?
Yeah, well, that's a jerk. That's a jackpot.
Yeah, harassment. I'm wondering if they own any property, like a house. Because this could be the core of why they're so.
So what you're saying is it sounds like they're worried that they have something that they're protecting, right?
Yeah, that's
financially.
Well, this is the insurance company. Her insurance company lawyers are being jackasses to me in plain English.
Well,
and my own lawyer called and yelled at me about the size of her policy, and I said, "You can't yell at me about the size of her policy."
I agree, and if your own lawyer is not standing tall for you, you might need to kick him to the curb and get a new one. But I want to just make sure you know that there is light at the end of this tunnel
for you. Yeah, that
was
the big picture, yep.
I honestly believe that it will get settled, and I know I'm not – just it's my opinion. Let's just remember
that.
She
knows that, yeah.
Settled, and help me out. Settled out of court, at least. Settled out
I
of court.
Hope
I don't
so.
Want to have to go through sit with
I
a jury.
Hope. I'm not seeing legal documents as in compelling them that to go to court and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So I need to get to know your cards a little bit better.
Yeah, it will definitely keep calling. We do a lot of shows.
Yeah, we're here just about every night because we enjoy this
thank
so
you.
Much.
Are you on Facebook?
Thank you so much.
Are you on Facebook?
Yes.
If you follow the Psychic Love Doctor show, we post prior to going to do our shows with links, so you'll know when we're doing a show.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's called
The
Psychic Love Doctor Show. That's what you look for on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Like it, follow it, and that way if you want, we encourage people to call every single show.
Yeah, you'll...
Very, very unusual and very kind.
There's some serendipity here for you. Are you upset? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Stand by.
Now, you are meant to make this phone call, young lady, and I want you to know we're going to stand with you all the way because
thank you. God bless you.
You deserve that.
Thank you.
All right, honey, here's your card.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Excuse me. Subject of your oracle card reading is it's almost over. Your current challenge is to be resolved, and you will be able to look to the future with a smile. That's Archangel Michael's Sword of Light oracle card reading. Before we move on,
Archangel Michael, he's a badass angel. He's always got.
He's my buddy.
He's my buddy.
He's God's right-hand man, basically, too.
So you got him in your corner, you know.
I love him.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, so you take care. And remember, join
God
the
bless you.
Psychic Love Doctor
I just
show.
Did.
Okay,
yep, and
I just
probably
did.
You know, on Blog Talk, you can follow us on Blog Talk.
And you will get notification every day. That
between the two, you'll know.
And
you guys are so cute.
You will know what you know, you know?
We're going to get acquainted with people. We have so many that call every single show. We love it. It's a real community.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Word up on that.
You're angels.
Let's
you're earth angels.
Take
Thank
care.
You.
All right.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Oh, yes. Oh, I remember boy. Hartford many, many moons back in the day.
No, is that where Rotten Groton is?
No, it's in Connecticut. Oh. It's the same state. No, no, it's not. That's in like New London, Groton area.
Oh, and by the
where
way,
the water is.
That's only Navy lingo. Rotten Groton.
Oh, they have names for everything. Norfolk is no fuck. I mean, they got
vagina,
names for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got negative names for everything on earth. So, yes, but no, I like Connecticut. I've been there a few times. Its weather is very similar to Minnesota.
Really?
Not quite as the 30 below zero, but the rest of the stuff, very similar climate. I was there in the winter a lot, so there you go. I didn't know about that. And I used to be a big fan, but she wasn't even born yet. Back in the 80s, I used to like the Hartford Whalers. They had a hockey team in the NHL.
Okay.
All right. Nobody cares about NHL anymore except me. All right, we're going to go to our last caller, I believe, Deb. I think we have
one more. Yeah, we got to.
One more me and one more Shelby. It is area code 229. Which brings us down to Georgia. Peach State.
Yes, welcome.
Take us to the end.
Thank you. I'm hoping y'all get me tonight. This is Melvin from Georgia.
Melvin.
Long time, Melvin.
Wow. Yeah, I've been calling. But unfortunately, I didn't get through. But thank you for tonight. I have a question. For these people at dialysis, I go three times a week, and this week was a real, you know, I didn't beat my driveway. And I asked them, are they doing something, what they're doing wrong. And so I just, my question is like, is somebody in this facility at dialysis where I go, is they doing something wrong? Because I'm so close to getting a kidney transplant.
Melvin, we have to ask you, are you on speakerphone?
Yes, ma'am. Hold on.
Change that. You are fading out really bad.
Yeah, speakerphone doesn't work good going through computers.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Okay, do you hear me now?
Oh,
perfect. Yeah. Perfect the mundo, like Fonzie used to say.
Let's have another go.
Yeah, tell us again. Sorry, what you told us before.
About the dialysis people. Tell us
the dialysis. The nurses and techs, are they deliberately not taking the amount of fluid off me that they're supposed to each day? I go three days a week. They're doing something to let me go on with more fluid on me. I'm not reaching my goals. And that's the first time that didn't happen there.
Now, do you have a doctor that's overlooking everything?
I hope you do.
Yeah, I do, but he's sorry. I haven't seen him in three or four months. And I asked him, where's the doctor? Where's the doctor?
Yeah, you need to visit a doctor soon that will follow these results.
Yeah, are you able to?
And if that guy sucks, go to another one.
A specialist?
See, the VA is looking, you know, the VA is the one I go to, and they looking into everything. But at this clinic, the nurses and the techs, they do pretty much they want to. And I tell them how much to take off of me because I calculated myself. So my question is they doing anything wrong?
Okay, well, that's a good question. And
is they doing anything wrong?
To find out. Yep. Because that's the last thing you want to happen is that.
And that is so critical to quality of life. You can lose your life.
Like a big, very easily because of that. Yeah. So that's a very good question.
So I'm checking that for you, Melvin.
Okay, thank you.
Now, they're going to claim that they are, and they just think that you're very, frustrated with your own health. They look at you as you know, frustrated.
Frustrated, maybe, in their minds, maybe overreacting to every little inconsistency.
Well, they're interpreting it that way.
They are, not him.
However, you and all the rest of us, we are consumers and we have rights, you know. Even the lowest person you know, lowest common denominator amongst us has rights to quality health care.
We all have rights.
Yeah.
I mean,
you may have to contact, like, your doctor liaison if they have one. But I really feel they are doing their job, but it just doesn't seem like it for you. So you might want to get somebody, you know, else to take
a look.
You have
the right to put your mind at ease.
Yeah.
You have that right.
And have somebody with authority
to
take
verify,
a look at your record.
To verify it, other than the card.
Sure.
So they are not doing anything wrong?
Oh, he went bad.
See, you're not on speakerphone again, are you?
No, ma'am. I mean, no, sir. Excuse me.
Okay.
I didn't know I had a special.
You told me to get off. I got off.
I've got to tell you, Melvin. Now, don't get too crazy about this, but it's very possible you have a lawsuit. And remember, I'm just giving you my opinion.
She's spitballing here now. Don't go get a lawyer right this second.
There may have been some times that they fumbled the ball on something.
Shocking.
And since you're not with a partner or a daughter, somebody
you
there.
You have somebody that's actually being overseeing this care.
Advocate
on
for
your
you.
Side, overseeing
yeah.
this care, the personal person.
So, you know, it's just stay on top of things. Get things checked out. Right now I am not seeing that you're in any kind of medical crisis. I really am not. But then
okay.
I'm no authority.
This is just intuitive card reading. This is not legal or medical advice. So.
All right.
Right.
So.
I understand.
All right, Jimbo. All
right. Well, do y'all see me getting a kidney anytime soon?
We'd have to look at that on your next call.
Yeah,
she
pulled the cards up together.
Yeah.
So if you want, call back again.
Okay.
We'll, no problem.
Take care, Melvin.
Oh, don't leave.
No, don't go anywhere.
Real quick, you have your Archangel Michael sort of light oracle card reading. Subject, someone new is coming. An important new relationship is on the horizon. Open your mind and heart so that happiness can enter your life.
Well, I wouldn't tell them
girl.
Changing your doctor.
Yeah,
well,
girl just gave me her phone number.
Yeah, new relationship
the
doesn't mean necessarily love and romance. It means a new relationship that's could be about this subject, like a new doctor,
exactly.
Another person that's going to take a look at this and say, hey, wait a minute, you know, that type of thing.
Well, everyone, I'm sorry. But we have got to go to a holiday party.
We got to rock and roll. We got to go chase tail. Well, I chase tail. She chases sausage.
I will be chasing my cocktail with a chaser.
She did say cocktail.
We are all so terrible. You know that?
Word up on
like
that,
we're
dog.
Back in high school.
We are.
All right. Where is that Madonna? Get her out here.
Where is that slut?
She thinks she's going to run this show. I got to know. This show is over. Say goodbye. Goodbye. Anyway, say goodbye. I expect we'll be here tomorrow night. 7 p.m. Say goodbye. 4 p.m. Okay.
That's 75% chance.
Yeah. Take care.
It's like a weatherman.
Hugs and love. Bye-bye.